The Hurricane Watch Net keeps tabs on tropical storms and hurricanes and activates its nets on 14.325 megahertz upper sideband by day and 7.268 megahertz lower sideband by night. What amateur radio operators do now to prepare for these dangerous and damaging storms will make a difference, noted Johnston, and help save lives. Alexa Snetton, KM6LGG of Fremont, California, has been awarded the Goldfarb Memorial Scholarship by the ARRL Foundation. The award, endowed through the generosity of William R. Goldfarb, N2ITP, in memory of his parents, covers a significant portion of higher education expenses to the awardee. Snetton, who earned many college credits during high school, will be entering as a freshman at the University of California, Davis this year. When she's not leading fellow young people, she enjoys random rag chews that happen on the HF bands. A week ago, there was a whole conversation about pie. It was just these two guys who were talking about different flavors of pie and different pie shops. Very random conversation, she said. But it was interesting to listen to. I pitched in on my own favorite pie, and Stetson said she was happy with the conversation. By the way, her favorite pie is coconut cream, to which the other operators took half-hearted umbrage. We had not an argument. It was a debate, she quipped. Lexi, as she is known to her fellow teams, continues to lead other Silicon Valley youth in their pursuit of ham radio. She looks up to other hams who mentor her and continue to help her grow in the hobby. Her ham license gave her an opportunity to build a network that she enjoys both socially and professionally. And Stetson's work and leadership in amateur radio have recently earned her another honor. At the second meeting of the July 2025 ARRL Board of Directors, they bestowed on her the 2025 ARRL Chaim Percy Maximum Memorial Award. You can read more about Lexi at ARRL.org. The Copernic Observatory put out a call last week for hams to receive and decode transmissions from a launch by their high-altitude balloon camp, and amateur radio delivered. Social media was abuzz with images decoded from the K2ZRO-9 transmitters. The balloon was launched from Vestal, New York, and ascended over the Catskills Mountains. The crowd gathered at W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station, at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, where station manager Joe Garcia, NJ1Q, was tracking it. The decoded slow-scan television signals showed black skies above and CO nebulous buildups below the balloon.